Yeah.
He wanted to know what the fire extinguishers, they were last needed for the 17th, or June of 17.
Oh, okay.
I called him right when I got it. I was like, if I could handle it, because I knew they had to be done every year.
Yeah.
He didn't answer, so I didn't even leave him a message. So that's
I'll get a hold of him. Because they also wanted us to wash the
pad off.
Good, Brian. Good to see you. Hey, Chief.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yes. I'd like to bring the Board of Trustees meeting of June the 12th, 2018, to order with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Here.
Bo Miller.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete. Now we can start the meeting.
Did everybody read the minutes from May 22nd, 2018?
Yes.
Anyone have any problems? Or?
I read those over today. I did not see anything, Dave, that looked out of the ordinary.
See.
I didn't either, guys. Okay, I make a motion. We approve the minutes for May 22nd, 2018.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
I'll second that first.
Oh, I am sorry.
It's all right.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Second, Joe Kiss. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
We'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Joel?
Okay, thank you very much. In your packet, piles of dead rainforest trees or various reports, we have the payment listing with electronic payment 79-2018 through 82-2018, and then warrants 16639 through 16695, totaling $74,867.80. We have a fund status report as well to approve with $573,074.08 in Star, Ohio, and $139,122.91 in our checking at Krogan. Also, we have had deposits on your report as well there, totaling $38,692.78 in your receipt detail report. And lastly, not for any sort of approval, but your appropriation status detail report up until like the end of the week.
It looks in order to me. I make a motion we approve payment listings of the electronic payments of 792018, 82-2018, warrant number 16639 through 16695. Totaling $74,867.80.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Should we approve the fund status and the receipts for that? You know, as long as you
do it separate.
What?
Did you guys do it separate or together? Or?
I did these two. I added these two in there. I don't know what you want to do with
it. No, the fund status report is saying.
Yeah.
You know how you guys have kind of went back and forth where sometimes you do the payment separate just because of the amount, and then sometimes you approve the fund status report with the fiscal officer's report, I guess. It's.
I thought, yeah, we've never approved the fund status, have we? I don't mind.
Sometimes we have, you know.
Be my guest.
I think you guys have not.
I just made a motion to approve the.
Yeah, I just.
That's fine. So if we want to make, so there's a motion on the table to approve the payment listing.
Yep.
As read. And then if you want to do a fund status after that, or.
Just doing both same time.
All right. Okay.
Is that with you?
That's, hey, it's your show.
So I just need to amend my motion, correct? All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the fund status as presented. And also include the payment listing of, well, the fund status is pool investments is $573,074.08. Available primary checking is $139,122.91 for a grand total of $712,196.99. Along with the electronic warrants of 792018 and 822018, along with warrant number 16639 through 16695, totaling $74,867.80. Is that okay?
I will second that motion.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. I just always assumed when we approved the fiscal officer's report that the fund status was involved in, included in that. So I,
yeah, that's all right, Joe. I just don't know. No big deal.
Well, it's not.
Taylor, something else I need to have you approve as a board is another infamous then and now purchase order. This is. To pay Otarma for insurance and bonding. This is for $13,475.
I thought we approved you to.
That's a good question.
Didn't we do that last time, Bo?
You did for
to pay the insurance?
2018-2019.
Wait a minute, 28.
And what happened was is some of this, the total amount was from this purchase order, and some of it came from our individual accounts. So last time you approved the packet provided by Otarma, and in your payment listing is money to Otarma, but it's not the entire amount.
Okay.
So some of it came on a purchase order, and some of it came from the fund directly, if that makes sense.
So far it does. So to clarify, what are you asking us to pay here?
So you don't have to approve the payment listing, because it's in there. If you look in your payment listing.
So we approved that already because we approved the payment listing.
Well, what you approved last time was the total amount from Otarma, the insurance premium with the additional $1 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you, but of that payment, some of that is coming from a purchase order, and some of them is coming directly from the funds. So there was already a purchase order set up, but it wasn't in the full amount. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's in here.
It's exactly. It's 16,649.
Yeah, so the total amount.
Oh. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, see, the purchase order was set up at the beginning of the year, but it didn't. It was not for the $30,043.00. And so we already had an open purchase order. Let's close it out and pay that out, and then take the remaining amount from the various funds to pay for that. So because it's a then and now purchase order, meaning it was already money that we agreed to pay, and I'm paying it afterwards, the purchase order has to be approved as such.
So you need a motion for a then and now purchase order to Otarma,
and I'll pass it around.
Correct. If you want to do it, Bo, there. Yeah. You better give the right numbers and everything.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So
no, it does.
Not everything was on a purchase order.
Okay, I see.
All right. So I will make a motion to approve the then and now purchase order to Otarma Services for the amount of $13,475 for the insurance and bonding.
I can second that.
Dave,
Roll call. Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Nothing. The last thing on my report to have you is more of just a mention. Next meeting, or in July, there'll be a lighting assessment that we're going to turn into the county for Curtis and Bono. In the past, it was that we requested an assessment each year, and so it was recommended by the county auditor to make it easier on us to ask for a multi-year assessment. Instead of doing it every year. So I'm just putting that information together. That's something we just have to understand what that is. We look historically at how much we've paid for the lighting assessments for each Curtis and Bono communities, how much we are asking from the residents to pay for their lighting assessment, and then projecting what we think the future bill is going to be. You're not going to change the assessment. You're going to let it go for 5 years. So that way it's something we don't have to do every year. So I just want to get some really accurate numbers from our past utility bills and what we've been asking the taxpayers in the past. So it's just more of a mention than anything else. That is my report.
Make a motion that we approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
One second.
As reported, or?
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. We'll move on to the fire department. Mr. Parcelletti.
Well, good evening, everyone. For our safety message tonight, I have been hearing a lot more deer sighting, have been moving around quite a bit, being that the farmers are finally able to get into their and get the fields going. So please keep alert and be ready for the unexpected. You know, it's always a hazard to have a deer pop out at you. As far as the department, we've been very busy with runs and supporting the different public events. And quite honestly, everything's been going pretty well. The fireworks went off without any issues, and it was a very good display. The Curtis Kids Day started out really great till the rain came, and it looked like everyone was going to have a pretty good time. I was a big fan of that, the new location where it ended, because there was a lot of room, and fire department had set up, and we were starting to have some kids run through and spray some water and have some fun. So, but unfortunately, we got a lot of rain, and that ended it. This weekend, we have the HFP triathlon race at Maumee Bay State Park. That's a two-day event. We know that Cooley Canal Yacht Club has their regatta event, and so we'll take a truck over there and help them out, wash off the pad so it'll be ready nice and clean for them. And then I also wanted to just mention that, by the way, happy Father's Day on Sunday. So,
thank you.
We got a lot going on right now. We are taking a very serious look and at the options for the training house next door. The age of it, the weather, has gotten to it. We have done some efforts to try and extend its life a little bit here and there, but I think it's probably getting to the point. So I've even gone as far as just asking someone, just give me a rough idea. I have no clue what it would be. I'm also going to still further look at explore the option of burning it in very, very precise phases. The concern is we have to have the right wind, the exposures of the barn, and then the phone lines. So really got to evaluate that one very carefully, whether or not we could do that. We will certainly allow, there's a fire training class going on, which we have a couple people in. It's a Fire One transition, and we'll certainly give them the opportunity to do breach walls and forcible entry and stuff like that. So, but on the other side of the coin, I met with myself and my assistant chiefs met with John Grottle today, and there's a house over on Howard that we may be able to burn. It is a little bit more, it's isolated a little bit more, and it's really set up pretty good for us. So we're going to be looking into that and getting requesting permits for that. And then the Bono Church, I believe, also has a house that they want gone. So again, this is a great opportunity. We were extremely fortunate to get those buildings at the Howard Farms, and then to be blessed and maybe get some more, it's good. So,
which house did Mr. Grotto want burned down?
Howard.
The one on the Route 2? Oh, yeah, that one.
The old chicken ranch.
Yeah, okay.
Turkey farm or whatever.
Dairy, wasn't it? Was that dairy?
I'm not sure what it was.
He said originally that...
Looked like pigeons
to me.
It
was interesting. He said originally that housed pigeons, and they were supporting pigeons for the military back in the wartime. So I'd never heard that one before, but... so it's just the house now. That's all is all that's left. So, so I'm working with him, and I, you know, I appreciate his. We'll see if we can get that done, and that'll be good for us. The Dollar General store, we've been there multiple times for inspections. As they get closer and closer to opening, they're trying to open now this Thursday, but they have to meet, you know, the requirements of the inspection first. So. But they're getting close. Okay. I would like to go into executive session. I promise you this is going to only last a very extreme short time. It's just something that I need to share with you guys. I'll give you that. This is the concept of the logo that will go on the trailer. We do not have our trailer yet, so I just wanted to, this is what we're kind of going with. It'll be identified as special operations instead of like before it was a dive operation. So our trailer's coming in red, and then we'll have it labeled that.
When is that expected to be in?
It's delayed.
Oh, we don't know.
We waited, because we waited to place our order, we got way behind. So, it's coming. Let's see. The just a couple shots of the that I want to share with everyone is at the Maumee Bay Fireworks. Just so you can appreciate a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of support help. So we probably had close to 50 law enforcement officers, as well as close to. Probably 40 fire and EMS personnel. So this is a view of what Unified Command was. That was posted in the, or that was the team working inside the Ranger Station, which we have total communications with every law enforcement person out there, and as well as the fire and EMS people. We have them staged strategically in the right spot. We have first aid. Unit out there with a lost child in the event of. I'm really pleased we had nothing. This year they had gotten a sky cam from ODNR. Got a sky cam, and there was law enforcement up there able to watch everything out around.
I did see
everybody
that.
Behaved nice. Extremely well. There was 8 food vendors out there this year. People the ice cream treats and the cold stuff didn't go so well, but the french fries, I think the guy ran out of potatoes. And then the last I wanted to share with you is, you know, just getting everyone organized, and I'll pass this one around too. We have a big safety briefing, make sure that everybody's aware of one another. And the biggest thing, the one thing that my personal goal was, I wanted, it happened exactly what I said. I asked everyone to come in, all of the law enforcement, fire, and EMS. So law enforcement's over here, fire and EMS is over here, and I said, all right, now you got to stop. Now everyone has to move. You have to move next to someone else. And the whole point of it was is we have to rely on each other. If in the event we were to have an event or something, we would do that. The rescue task force. We had 2 units that were equipped with rescue task force equipment if in the event we had to go to that seriousness of a situation. And there was undercover police officers mingling in and about. So I'm sharing this just so you may appreciate the seriousness of how we take these things on to protect the public. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. So it's just a little bit of a little view of it.
Very nice.
Really, really well. Okay, so if I can have, honestly, 5 minutes.
You got to tell us what we're going. I have no idea.
Some personnel I need to share. I need to share the status of some personnel on the department.
Discipline or?
No. Well, yes, it could be discipline. Some are leaving the department and some are staying on.
I'll use discipline then if you think that's... you didn't tell us anything was going on, so... Okay, I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for discipline. And
I'll second that motion.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I make a motion that we leave executive session and go back into our regular meeting.
Second that.
Roll call Bo Miller.
I'm going to let David figure it out.
Roll call Bo Miller.
Davis.
Bo Miller, you want to go back into regular meeting motion?
Dave, shouldn't you make that there are no decisions made in that?
I will as soon as we're done.
After we go back.
Yes.
Okay, Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes. Please. And there were no decisions made.
I have a question.
Yes. Bring your name up.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Nissen. Was there a disciplinary action taken?
No.
Not really.
No, there was not.
There were no action taken. No. He just stated there was no action taken.
No.
We probably could have went in. Maybe after I know what I know now for employment, maybe would have been a better termination probably, but I didn't know what was going on, so I told Tony he should let us know a little bit before we go in, so we don't go in so blind.
Are you employing someone new?
No,
someone's, what do you want to say, they're quitting, I guess.
If I can have the floor out.
Yeah, go on.
He'll
answer it all right now.
So, if I may. Trustees, I want to inform you that I have in my hand a resignation from the fire department from firefighter Sonia Evans. She wrote, and I understand the difficulties and challenges that she's having, and she also mentions that it's been a great honor of hers to have served the community and worked with the team, and so I'm asking you to accept this resignation. And she's resigning in good standing.
I will make a motion to accept Sonia Evans' resignation from the fire department.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then I also have one more. We had the department has interviewed another applicant. Christine, I'm probably going to butcher the name, Alvarado. She interviewed very well, extremely well. She works for UTMC, University of Toledo. She oversees and manages the simulation lab. She's asking to join on the fire department. She is building a new, brand new home here on Wheeler Road, so she will be a resident in the community. But I would like to get her started because of the training that we need to get. Even though she's a registered nurse with an MBA, as corny as it sounds, she has to go through EMT school. So she's also looking at the possibility of doing a bridge class that could short circuit and allow her to become a paramedic. But again, a nurse and a paramedic are two different levels, even though that she has well enough knowledge and experience in her field as a ER nurse and a surgical nurse, but that's the rules. So I am asking you to accept this applicant to take the next step, which is the background check and then the physical.
I can make a motion that it's Christine Avenato.
I can spell it for you. That'll be better yet.
With a K or a C?
Christine is with a C. There's the proper spelling.
Would you sound it off, Joel?
Alvarado.
Alvarado.
Christina.
That we
bring, well, David has a motion on the floor.
That we bring Christine Alvarado on the fire department, and she has to have her medical and
background
check and everything, and
based on the chief's
sounds very promising.
Based on the chief's
recommendation.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
David Bench.
Yes. Sounds really good.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. That completes everything.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony.
I got one quick thing for the chief just to ask.
Go on.
Would it be, and I think this would be good for the residents of the township, and I don't know how much of a pain it would be for you, but maybe like once a meeting, would it be hard to pull a report of just say, hey, we went on, the fire department did X number of runs. Don't need to break down fire, EMS, but just, hey, we did 50 runs this month, or we did 25. Just, I think it would be good for the residents to kind of know.
Yeah, report. That's reasonable.
Yeah, just.
For instance, we're at 161 runs right now. That's where we're at.
Year to date?
Yeah, so we're right on target to our normal. 350, 400.
Have we had anything to the new Metro Park yet?
We have not. I knew you were going to ask that one, and it's appropriate. So,
have we had?
It was on my agenda today, and I failed at my agenda.
Have we used the gator yet for anything?
Just for the Curtis Kids Day.
Oh, Curtis.
And the park. The park. And fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Good. Good.
It'll be used at the HFP race too.
Yeah, sure.
And there again. We now have the Stokes basket, so it has dual purpose.
Yeah.
It can transport a patient and bring the patient back to a medic unit.
Nice.
Thanks, Tony. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope. Good.
Okay, then we'll move on to the rec department report. Mike.
Okay. A couple things to report out the programming. All the baseball and softballs are going, t-ball is going, everything is going. There is a meeting that I will attend on Wednesday morning with the possibility of making lacrosse a rec program.
Oh, wow.
So we have a gentleman from, there's lacrosse camp that will be next month in July, the 24th and 25th, and that is going to be put on by the lacrosse coaches and the Black Swamp Lacrosse. So it'll be, I think, a gentleman from Black Swamp, the coaches, and a few other rec people will meet Wednesday and explore the possibility of that. So there's a couple things we're going to try to figure out if we can lease the equipment or borrow the helmets. Sometimes there's programs that you can do that. So we'll get all that information. I'll report all that back to you guys after that meeting. So.
Mike, are the coaches, the clay coaches the you're talking coaches, about? The high school, yes. Okay. I was just curious.
Yep. So it's Joey Kiss and then a girl that actually coaches at Lords, I believe. So those two will be in attendance as well.
Junior is the head coach there. Did you know that?
Mm.
Yeah, my son is.
Going to the fields, finally got the third base taken care of. It's kind of been a burden. I was out there. I've had that done for about a week and a half. I was out there Sunday just cleaning up everything, and I did find the plug on the pavilion. So whoever took the plug out threw it on the pavilion. So that's where it's at. So their fund cost me a little bit of work. But as far as the field goes, we've been tracking this for, I've tracked this since the beginning of the fields. This year, the numbers are a little bit down, and I talked to Tim throughout the course of the whole everything. He says his numbers are down this season as well. And if you remember, like a few years ago, football was really down for like a year or so, a little panic, and it bounced back. It's like a cyclical thing. So there are 7 less t-ball teams than last year. There are 5 of the middle age teams less than last year, and there's a few less softball teams. So there's a few less teams.
Well, it's a lot
this year. Yeah. So that's where that's at. I'll continue to monitor it and continue to document every single thing that goes on. Not to get ahead of myself, but a couple lines down here is, I know I'm itching to put that third diamond in. I mean, we might have to back up and just assess this for a little while longer. I wanted to see what you guys felt. I have all the information, all the document, all the usage. I think if we hold back on that and maybe dress up the diamonds we have, instead of sinking the $30,000 to build a new one at this time while the numbers are low, might make more sense. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Well, you're the one that knows what's going on, so. No.
That's what I'm kind of leaning towards. And I did talk to our board members a little bit, and they were absolutely, let's
agreed.
Do that. I mean, if we can do some things to dress that up before expanded, I think it would be better.
I agree, yeah, I agree.
Do you still want us to level it? Do you want us to plant grass yet, though, too?
I think that would probably be more, it would look better.
Yeah.
So if we could do that, I think, and then we could always, it'd be nothing going there and carve that out, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Take care of that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to kind of lean towards.
Are outfield fences in the future for any of those diamonds, or?
I think we're originally talking about foul poles.
Or foul poles. Or?
I think we want foul poles on all of them, and then eventually fence in the bigger diamond.
Yeah.
Because that would be the only one that would need home runs.
I'd rather do that first. Then.
Yeah. If we could do that kind of things first instead of expanding, I think would be beneficial.
So flag pole.
So the field that's next to it, that the grass is a little bit taller, and that's the.
That's the big field.
To the east, to the east of the diamonds now. There's a section there that you guys just leveled, or
we're gonna work it again, level it again. We didn't get quite done.
Okay.
And then we're gonna plant the grass. That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's the section there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, my only theory behind it is that we're gonna plant grass there. We're gonna cut it, and it's gonna be just grass. I mean, there's a lot of grass there, right, Kevin? I mean, you guys cut a lot of grass there. Is there something else we could do for?
I mean, we could leave it like that.
Until we're ready? I mean, you know, just trying to save money on grass cutting. I mean, I know it wouldn't look the best, but well, maybe mow it once or twice a year.
They could just use the tractors, though. They wouldn't have to use the lawnmowers.
Yeah, that's true.
That wouldn't take that long to do them with that.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get it all level, then just let it grow in weeds, and we keep cutting it like that, then go back in and rework it and re-level it again. That way, over a year or two, you can find where all the low spots are at and try to fill her up.
Yeah.
That would save money on grass seed as well. I mean, because I know that's...
That's what you want to do, we'll do it.
Yeah, I think if that makes sense...
It does.
It does to me to cut it with the big tractor a couple times a year just to keep the stuff knocked down, and instead of mowing it, and plant grass seed right now. If you're talking, it could be another 3-4 years before we do a diamond.
I'll continue to monitor it. You know. I mean, it just happens to be a down year, and it just happens to be when we're trying to...
And if it's down again next year, there's no reason to add more diamonds. If
but who knows, it could be up. So I think we just hold off and readdress it when it comes up.
Yeah.
So we'll land level it and just leave it go then. We can always just cut it with big tractors and just leave the dirt.
But, you know, all the infrastructure there, tiling done, all that's done. So
yeah,
it's ready.
Right. It's ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Now I lost my train here. about the big diamond with all the weeds on it. I did. What's going on with the diamond? The small diamond is in very good shape. The larger diamond, it's been like this for years. The first and third base behind those, they always seem to get a ton of weeds. I sprayed it before, you know, on the weekends, and I know True Green treats them twice a year. The big diamond, the weeds are out of control. I did call a couple weeks ago, and she told me that it was just sprayed. She said to give it a couple weeks to see if it actually does anything. And I called again this morning. He emailed me back and said he was in a meeting. So he'll give me a price tomorrow. I think we pay $68 for both of the diamonds. So if they do one, it's gonna be half of that. So I think I'm just going to have them do it, And I also asked him to give me a price to put like a 6-inch strip down the fence all the way around. I have done that in the past. I think Kevin has done that as well. But if we could have to do all that at once, that might cut down on a lot of maintenance.
A lot of weed whacking.
Yeah. So I think if we can do that 6-inch stripe and kill all the weeds around there and then be done.
Yep.
Don't we have a sprayer? Don't we have a spray, 30-gallon spray rig? God, I could do that in minutes.
Well, I'm just going to get the price. I get the price. I mean, if they're out there, if they can do it, if it's 30, 40 bucks, I just assume they just go ahead.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're going to have 15 or 20 in material, just the weed killer.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's going to cost. I know the diamonds are $68, so I imagine it'd give you much more than that.
Okay.
So I will get the price. If it's... I know it's going to be not that much, so I'm probably, I'll call one of you guys, and I'll just probably end up approving it.
That's within your budget. I mean, you don't even have to call us.
Yeah, if you're good with it, just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. Okay, down in here. Just to get you guys up to what's going on with the Oregon Recreation, they did interview a few people to take over the Recreation Director job. And what happened is they moved Tim Boardman, who was in that program coordinator job, to the rec director. They changed his title. He's now the commissioner. And they did hire someone to take his spot. And they did hire a third person, a part-time person, to be a marketing person. So that's what's going on there. There's some changes, and they're trying to get some more, perhaps, tournaments and other things going in that, which would benefit us because we could shirt-tail into that and be part of that. So anything else happens, I will let you know. Just to touch base with the trees that we had here, they did have some trees donated to the Oregon. There's an Oregon tree commissioner. It's Don Charlton and Kurt Ackerman are the ones on that. I'm going to reach out. I think I can get a hold of Kurt and see if there's any way we can get part of that. And Tim said they had planted all the various trees. You don't know what they're going to be, but they're donations. So, I mean, if we can get part of that, that would be outstanding.
I can get a hold of Don fairly easily as well.
Okay. If you want to give my number or forward my stuff, or I know I can get a hold of Kurt.
And this is in regards to tree donation?
Yes.
There's no name, there's no program name?
It's the Oregon Tree Commissioner is what they're called.
Yeah, okay.
Where do they get the trees at?
We don't know. But they put quite a few of them out there at the Oregon Rec. So hopefully we can do the same thing for us. So, the last thing I had the opportunity to go to a meeting about the Metro Parks. It was a fantastic meeting. It was about an hour-long presentation. Just to give you guys a couple pieces of information here, the Howard Marsh Project was the largest one of their kind for the year. It's a pretty big deal for the parks. They have one more park in the works for the Metro Park. It's going to be off Manhattan Boulevard there. And when they put that park in, which I believe is supposed to start next year, they made a promise a few years ago that wherever you're at in the greater Toledo area, you're no more than 5 miles from a park. So once that's done, that promise will be fulfilled, which is kind of cool. Another thing that they're thinking about, if any of you have ever been to some bigger cities or even some college campuses, they have like a kiosk where you can rent a bike. You rent a bike, and then you can go to another kiosk and drop it off, and you pay through an app on your phone. So they're looking at that, which would be very cool. And the last thing that I want to let you know is there is a kayak drop, which I'm sure you're all aware of that. So next year they are exploring a possibility. It's probably going to happen. There's going to be a third-party group out there that will register or reserve the kayaks, and they're for rent. So it is a pretty big deal, and they're putting a lot of resources and a lot of stuff into that. So I thought it was a very interesting meeting, and I just wanted to share that.
Where was that at?
It was actually at Clay High School. It was very cool. So that's all I had.
That it, Mike? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll move on to the zoning inspector's report. Okay, here we go. Update, June 12th, 2018, public notice. Prohibited growth of grass and weeds in the press, May 27th, she had it. Zoning permit, Brad and Stacy Fuller, 11055 Bunting, home and accessory building. Zoning permit, Larry Rothenbuehler, 310 South Kuzno, fence. Violations, Brian and Karen Wilhelm, location of violation, 1095 Cooley parcels. I think we all know where the parcels are at. The files were sent to the prosecutor May 31st. 1026 South DeCant, pool draining, 11986 Corduroy, blight, letter sent 328 to Orange Rio, 531 letter dropped off to occupants. That's that one there in East, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they all got letters. Land Bank, Terry Wheeler would like to purchase the lot at La Fountain, and I think we signed a paperwork tonight. 810 Water Street purchase agreement from Lucas County. I think that's the, you weren't here, but that's the old Catholic Church in Bono.
Oh, okay.
On Route 2 there.
Yeah.
You got that piece right.
Court case, Shaloff 221 East
Hemaluski.
Hemaluski. 642 Donovan, July 11th, the court case. She's out of town the 11th, the 20th, and the 24th, the 30th. But Chris will be in here. Flights will be in the office. For the
office hours?
Office hours, yep. Any questions?
No. On that you had, she did have the Cooley property there?
Yeah.
Okay, she did take care of that one?
Yeah.
It's
sent to the prosecutor.
Okay. The only thing that I would like to bring up is that I had got a phone call from a Mr. Varga up there on the Cooley with regards, he got a letter about his camper up there. And I think he had to the 15th of June to move it, is what the letter said. Well, with Linda being off, I can't really ask her the questions I need to ask her, so I want to make sure we are in agreement so we can postpone
him.
Oops. Not to take any, you know, just there's no action to be taken until she gets back and we can discuss it with her.
Yeah.
He also called me, and I told him the same thing. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. If you're okay with that, Dave, we'll just wait.
We can't. She's Kerry, not here.
Not going to enforce it.
Yeah, Kerry restopped in and talked to me about it, too, for him. And I said the same thing. Well, you know, she's not here, so just whatever. Just we'll wait till she comes back, and that's almost July. So.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yeah, sure. Jim.
That's a single old travel trailer on a guy's lot that he spent a lot of money, upgraded the lot, made all the things, made it real nice. And it's my understanding that this letter indicated that if it isn't removed, there will be a $100 a day fine. Our trailer's been there 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we just, you know, we'll
okay, but this is only half my question. The other half of my question is this property at 1095 Cooley, that's been an eyesore for years and months and years and years, have done nothing to it. Them people aren't going to be fine. This poor guy's got something really nice, and they're going to charge him $100. How does that work in our zoning thing that we can find a guy that's got something nice, $100 a day, and leave a shithole stand there for all these years?
It's amazing. I said the same thing.
Jim, yeah. I actually went up there and looked at the property after Andy called me. And you're exactly right. He has a very nice,
very clean, very nice, up to date. Nothing wrong with
it. I don't even know how he got flagged.
What bothered me?
Well, I think I got an idea. But
what bothered me the most was there's a property right next to him. Kegarizes that has a camper on it that didn't get fined.
No, that camper just got there last.
Camper
just showed up.
Okay, well, when I was up there, it was there. And I'm like, okay, well, did he get a letter?
But
he said no.
Kegs' camper has only been there less than a week.
Okay.
Because he just got back from camping and brought it there. But how can this guy be fined $100 a day for a violation? And this absolute, I'm telling you, it's got to be the worst place in the township. Months I've been screaming and trying to get some action up there. They got nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's
living that. Word.
It's at the prosecutors now. So
I understand that. But how does this guy get a letter going to charge him $100 a day?
I didn't know anything about it till Terry talked to me about it. So
yeah,
is there something wrong in our zoning or the enforcement that people? It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem that things are being enforced equally across the board.
I agree. I agree with you, Jim, on that. I do. I don't know the reasoning behind it. I don't know anything.
What is the zoning violation that trailer is illegal?
Well, that's why we're waiting to talk to Linda.
That's why we're waiting.
We can't find the book.
We're not going to get into it, but I have the same questions you do. I was hoping she would be here tonight because I feel the same exact way you do.
The only hiccup that might be, and I don't know if this is what it is, I think his piece of property is owned commercial right there.
Recreational commercial.
Is it recreational commercial? So I don't know if there's something in there, and I couldn't find the book in there. I was looking for it today to see if I could dig something up on it. Like I said, it's a very clean place. It's very well kept up there. You know, he's only going to have it there for fishing season. You know, it's going to go back to his house in the winter, so it's not going to be sitting up there. It is a self-contained unit, and if I'm correct, I don't think all of Minky's camping lots are full hookup, are they?
I
don't think so. So, but not all of them.
Not all of them.
No.
Some of the ones around the...
Right. And I talked to him. I said, hey, Andy, if we have to do a special use permit or something, I go, are you fine with that? He said, absolutely. I just want to get it taken care of. You know, if it comes to that, if we have to...
Now, how does this... One last question here on the same issue. Sitting at Andy's camper looking over at Anchor Point, I believe Linda and the board told me, and Anchor Point, I don't want to say this too loud, James Boothby's the name that's saying it, is turning into a real dump with some of the structures that are allowing to be. The other day we had high water, you had decks floating off their stanchions into the canal for high water. That can't meet code. You guys and Linda both told me that Anchor Point does not fall under their own zoning code. How can that be in our township? That a certain area has their... Does Minky have his own zoning code?
I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, this board did tell me that. They told me that Anchor Point has their own zoning code, and that cannot be true.
Linda, I never said
the
that.
Same thing. They right. have their own zoning code. She doesn't inspect that. Now, there's a rat in the wood pile there somewhere.
Well, I'd have to see that on the minutes. That I told you that. I'm not calling you a liar, of course, because I respect your opinion.
Actually, Mr. Bowe wasn't on the board at the time. The board reinforced.
Well, neither here nor there.
So let me ask you this. Does Anchor Point structures and permits fall under the same zoning code in this township as everybody else?
Well, again,
Linda. They shouldn't. But
no, but again, Linda's not here.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak.
Don't want to speak
for the zoning inspector.
Absolutely. But very legitimate.
Because I tell you, concerns. Here's the question I asked the board minus Bo was that very night you guys told me this. I asked if I got 10 of my neighbors together and we formed an association like Anchor Point, could we have our own zoning code? Obviously, the answer is no. But how can you tell me Anchor Point doesn't fall under our zoning code out here?
I never said that. I know I didn't.
Let us get
I'm
with
not
going to
disagree with him. I can't remember my birthday sometimes.
Let's get with Linda, Jim, and we'll go from there. I mean, like I said, we can't speak for her. I got questions I want to ask her. I mean, there's...
I just don't remember saying it. I'm not...
Boogsby.
I'm going to look into it, though. You can rest assured.
I don't know how it's called. Boogsby or something.
Definitely.
Separate.
E-H-B-Y.
I got your number.
Okay,
let's move on.
Yeah, well, one last thing I just want to put on record. I got a phone call about 127 and 263 Azale. There's a couple houses there that are in really bad shape. They've been vacant for years. Lady called me, and again, Linda's not here to have her address them, but I just want to put it out there that we discussed it tonight, and then we'll follow up with Linda when she gets back. So.
Yeah, we can't turn on down there. We don't have money. But,
right.
But something to work on. Okay, let's keep moving here. And I got it all. Okay. Any other things on the zoning? I guess we just have to wait till she comes back.
I thought she'd answer the phone, but it's probably not appropriate.
That's I don't want to.
End of June, I think, she comes back.
Yeah, 1st of July. The 1st of July meeting probably is when we'll probably hit her up.
1st of July.
Okay, let's go to the maintenance department report, Kevin, quick, and then.
Why do I got to be quick when nobody else was?
Because I told you.
Well, that's good because I have something. I forwarded mine to the garbage guy.
Okay. Thank you.
No maintenance report?
Thank you. We don't have anything, so we'll just skip ours, huh? So we get into garbage?
Sure, let's do garbage.
Let's do garbage.
Then we can breathe.
Brian, let's give you the floor. We're on to garbage now.
Thank you very much. Brian Conaway, Waste Management. I just wanted to say that I guess I've been managing this contract for 6 years now.
can't believe it's gone by that fast. And I appreciate the opportunities to work with you guys and to the extensions that you guys have awarded us. And hopefully we've given you the service that, you guys have expected over the years. The current contract expires July 31st, so August 1st will be the new date. I spoke with the county last week. They called and asked me some questions about the current contract and service. So I expect that there's some activity going on with those guys providing the process for you, and I expect you guys are headed down the road with that. One of the things that, a couple things I wanted to ask, oops, we came with the cleanup. I know there were a lot of materials left, didn't get picked up. They were out there today. I did speak with Kevin just to find out how much got picked up, and he thought it was a considerable amount, about 90% got done, and still a couple of big piles out there. So he did speak with Ed, and I'll make sure to follow up with Ed tomorrow so that we can make sure we get that picked up and not let it drag on.
Please.
But I can say that there apparently was an employee that just didn't do his work and left a lot of material out there.
I think, Brian, you know, the way it's getting, you almost need a supervisor out there to supervise these guys.
He said TJ was out there. I don't know how much of the area he covered. If he would have driven through, he should have seen that that was still out there.
So there was a supervisor then.
Yeah, TJ was out here, he told me. But and Josh is the residential guy, so I'm not sure. Honestly, I wish I knew really how they covered it. I don't know how much time TJ spent out here, but he obviously didn't drive through before he left.
No.
No.
The biggest thing that I've noticed, Brian, over the last several years of dealing with this garbage, and I really got a big dose of it today, is it comes down to the person behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And I'm in business for myself, and anybody that's employing people, it always comes down to employees. Yeah. And I've noticed with your employees, from my observation, that it's always an employee that doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do. Or he wants to cut so many corners so he only bends over once instead of 10 times. Or he wants to push the residents and question every little. I mean, I was out there today for a couple hours this morning, and I couldn't believe some of the stuff that they just left for another day.
He just didn't do the job.
No, he just simply didn't do the job.
He got paid for not doing
anything. Really. And that's really what it comes down to. With, I mean, you guys have been solid, and then it goes south, and with a little investigation, we find out, oh, there's a new guy in the route, or this guy quit, or this guy got fired, or that guy went to another. And it's always about a change in the guy behind the wheel.
Yeah, it is. It's a change in personnel.
So,
in our industry, we're struggling with people because of the economy is going so good.
Yeah.
Employment rate's low, and it makes it difficult.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm in Michigan, and I'm experiencing some of the same things. One of the things I wanted to ask, and Ed asked me, with the cleanup, is there an opportunity that you may consider as you do this bid to use roll-off, drop-off for this service, or would it just continue curbside?
Are you talking about weekly?
No.
Just for the unlimited.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that before.
I've been doing it 6 years, so I went back and looked at what I did in these proposals. The first 3 years that I did it, when I priced it for twice a year because that's what you guys used to do.
Used to.
Yeah. But the last 3 years, because through that period, it never exceeded this 40 tons, maybe once over the 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was working. But this year, it was already 77 tons as of Saturday, and we still didn't finish until today. So I know that the price is going to increase. That's why it's hard. I wanted to come tonight to ask you to allow me to give you an extension proposal. But I expect it will be difficult to do that because you'd have a price increase on it, and you probably want to see just what's going to happen out there with it. But Ed asked me about the drop-off because with these cleanups, I've been in this business 26 years. Some people allow their family and friends to bring stuff if they don't have a way to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So then your community gets all of that as well. It's not just yours, it's others. There's some things that you can do to try to address that if you do a roll-off situation where they bring it. They've got to bring it themselves, and they're not going to bring other people's things if they bring it themselves. So this is something to consider. I ask that so that when you do the bid with the county, allow them to have language in there that says you'll accept alternate service options. So that if there's something that we can put in there other than just the curbside, roadside, we'd like to do that. In addition to the potentially a three container limit as well. There's some benefit to having an additional bag. I learned too that some residents use the 45 gallon container, which is much bigger than the 32 or 35, which is the one they should be using. So that needs to be looked at as well. Because that's the normal container in the industries. I mean, we have the same thing that I deal with in Michigan. It's always a 32 or 35, unless you have a trash cart. If you got this 96 gallon cart, that's something different. People want to rent those. But if you have your regular service, it's a 32 or 35 at the largest. The only other thing was, I guess that's it.
So on the roll-off, you're saying that you would strategically place some roll-offs around the township for the unlimited, and they take it there and dump it?
Yes, you guys would tell us where you want it placed.
But how would that, my only concern with that would be, you know, we have a list of what can go in there and what cannot go in there.
Yep.
You know, then you're going to be getting building materials, you're going to be getting tires, you're going to be getting, or is there going to be a guy manning that?
You'd have to have somebody at the site.
Okay.
You're saying Saturday, okay, we'd still have some... still have a few employees there monitoring what goes in.
Okay.
Oh, and that wouldn't be like they'd be there for a week.
It wouldn't be a free-for-all.
Yeah,
right? No, okay.
It'd be us.
It's just for that one time. And then you.
It'd be us, what you're saying. You guys wouldn't monitor it, would you?
We'd have to have our employee there with us.
Yeah, they'd have to have somebody there.
The township should have someone because you'd be asking people for identification.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure that it's people that live here and not everyone else coming in.
We'd have to do this over 2 days or something. I remember something in them lines a long time ago. They were a half mile long sometimes.
Yeah, you can do it over a couple of
days. That was a long time ago. I was a little kid when that happened. I remember that.
You know, it depends on how large the site is. I've done some where we have about 6 box lined up.
He's got the floor.
And then you have them, residents come through. But it really does start to make sure people bring what they have and not bring materials. And with the roll-off container, you pay for the disposal, whatever the amount is in those boxes, and take them to the landfill, you bill for just what's in there.
The other problem with that is you don't get the scrappers, don't get an opportunity to pick up everything prior to that. Then,
because
a lot of stuff disappears before.
I bet 70%, 60 to 70% of the stuff I've seen people going around here with trucks so big as scrap.
Yeah.
So if we paid to have that all the way, it would cost even more.
Right.
Right. That'd be my concern.
100% of the materials people put out.
We would have someone with another dumpster.
Could have a separate guy scrapper sitting right there.
That's what they do down to Elmore. They have one for steel and then one for the trash down there.
Well, the steel could go towards the township.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Brian, does Waste Management offer I'm just throwing this out. Do you guys offer recycling?
Yes, we do.
You do.
But this is the worst period right now for recycling that has ever been.
Okay.
Because of what China has done in shutting the market.
Right.
And increasing contamination levels, reducing contamination levels in the material. We take the material to the Coleman Road transfer, and it goes from there either to our site. We don't operate it. Republic operates it. But it goes to either our site in Akron, or it goes to their site in New Boston, Michigan. The cost per ton right now is over $120 a ton.
Okay.
So this is a bad time to try to do it.
Okay. Just a question to ask and see. I mean, you know, we're talking about possibly, or you've mentioned bringing up, you know, an extra bag, but,
right.
You know, just the options I want to see what are out there is for that. So
I am visiting all those contracts that I have in Michigan, asking the communities to pay for this additional processing charge. It's a $95 a ton charge at the plant where we take it. And that's nowhere near what we had in our proposal. So I was at a council meeting last night in the city of New Baltimore asking the council to pay an additional amount of money per unit for the recycling because of what's happening at the market.
Okay.
And it's in bad shape.
I personally don't feel adding a bag. Right now we have 2 bags a week per resident. I personally don't feel adding 3 bags a week will help anything towards the unlimited pickup, in my opinion. I think it'll just add costs to our contract, and I still think we'll have the same tonnage come unlimited pickup time, in my opinion.
It does, Joe, but when you look at the container sizes that people use, a lot of times, Joe, the guys take it where there's more than 2 bags anyway because they don't want to go back. They don't want to complain. And the resident's going to say, well, I only had 2. They left 1. So we go back. We don't want to go back and get it. So the guys, they've said that we just take it.
What is
more than what's there in the program.
What's the average rental for one of them big motors? The big totals?
$5
a month?
We rent them in. We rent an extra one in Rossford because they have the 2 containers. So we rent an extra one for like $4.50, but it'll be in that range, you know, $5 or so.
A month?
Yeah.
A month for it?
Yeah.
Well, now, doesn't our contract say, it doesn't say 2 bags, it says 2 bags
or
2 30-gallon cans.
Yes, yeah. 2 bags or 2 containers, that's correct.
Actually, in 2 30-gallon cans,
you can get 4 bags.
At least 2 bags in a can.
Right.
Yeah.
And they take those.
But yeah. 10% of the community has 30-gallon cans.
You know, there's some of the elderly residents you ride by, and they got 2 little shopping
Kroger
bags
sitting
yeah. out by
right.
the road.
Right.
And some people don't ever put any out.
Yeah,
because they burn it their back here.
Is that right?
And
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't.
Oh, they burn it.
Well, whatever.
Recycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we've rode around with them and actually done stop counts on a couple different times. And it balances out because when you do it in the spring or the summer, you got your people that fluctuate back and forth. So in the winter, it'd be a little less, but they pick up extra in the summer. So it's pretty much a wash.
Dave, I kind of like that idea a little bit about getting that scrap metal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, if you did that.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to. Yeah.
We could.
Oh, it's our money then. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to maybe trying that 1 year.
We talked about it last year. We were close last year, and I forget what thwarted us off, but something.
We
about the dumpsters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For unlimited pickup, that is.
I remember Claire Hurd having this out here.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that. Yeah, and she was out helping, and they were all lined up trying to get the trailers up to dump them out.
A quarter of a mile long.
It was a mess.
Yeah,
it
was a mess.
That's not a good idea.
No.
I don't think it's a good idea at all.
Money-wise, it is.
No, they had experience with it. I mean, that's,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Create something that's causing
everybody gets flat tires because everything could have fallen off your trailer. Oh, it was a mess.
I can imagine.
That probably be half the cost, though.
At half the cost, David said.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
But I don't want to set in line either. I agree
no.
with you, Linda.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's terrible.
Tony?
But on another view of it, if a dumpster was provided there for, like, the large furniture and or the mattresses, you know, I just think that something of that large, that's kind of a rough on the guys that have to handle that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, someone already handled it from getting it out of the home and getting it up to the road, but then you're expecting 2 guys then to struggle with it and get it into the thing, and they're having to deal with the possibility of infestation and bug. You know, so maybe there is a compromise somewhere that.
That makes sense, Tony. We could have them dumpsters here for like big stuff.
Yeah.
Big stuff and just keep the other stuff picked up. And yeah, that would make a lot of sense. It'd make it easier on them, easier on, yeah.
Then they don't have to go back and
pick
up
big
stuff.
But it probably costs less for us, too. That's an idea.
On paper, it sounds great until the people don't start following the rules.
Right.
Well, they'd bring big stuff, whatever.
Right.
It just won't get picked up if it doesn't come here and go in the box.
We have a lot of people in this community that are really terrific. I mean, they utilize that, recycling station here. I mean, that's phenomenal. The amount of people that are
all times of night too,
and that's reduced quite a lot of waste. I understand recycling is not a profit center maker anymore. It's a burden at this point, but I hope we don't lose that.
That's
something
we got to
think about.
Yeah.
Recycling has really never been. It's cost. It really has been.
I mean, you know, for $5 a month for that toter, is that ain't a bad deal?
No, it's just everybody should have one.
I mean, that's...
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Yep, thank you.
I don't know. Do you know when the
bids might come out?
No, we got to talk to Mr. Pizer tomorrow.
Okay.
Will you, if he needs anything, would you? I gave him mostly what we had.
I spoke with him Friday.
Okay.
We talked on the phone about 15, 20 minutes, and I told him as much as I could give him about the service. I gave him anything but the price. Yeah. So you got
it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
I didn't know where
I'm
going to
be getting phone calls here. I know that. I got it on my thing. Tried to talk to Brian.
Okay, here we go.
Where are we at, Chief? Are we on old business?
Anything else about the trash? We should talk about. We have to talk about it. You know, later on in the meeting about what we want to do when we call up. You know, the county.
What we want on the package.
Yeah.
What we want.
Let's get through the rest of the meeting, then we'll end up with it. How's that?
That's fine.
And the only thing I got in garbage, is it okay for me to tell the Keplers on South Rialto that we can't get the garbage truck across the bridge to just bring her garbage, ask her if she'll bring her two bags up here and toss it in?
They did send a pickup truck to get her garbage today.
I'm talking like in the future for weekly. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Okay?
What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
That's the one we had last year?
Yes. Yeah, it's got the bridge. It isn't heavy enough, and there's one household.
Right.
So what the driver's been doing is he pulls the truck up close to the bridge, he gets out, goes across the bridge, drags their cans across, dumps it, then he's got to drag them back. They should have to set them the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
Then
it's a problem area.
We could leave that up to her on what
she
would prefer.
I'm going
to
ask her what she wants.
Prefer to take it to the other side of the bridge for him, or...
But didn't she say that?
Well, she's had trouble with the other side of the bridge with animals and everything else.
Oh, okay.
The wind probably and
wind.
Everything else. And so
I'll see what she says, but it's okay to tell her to dump it manually if she wants to.
I think so.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, she goes right by here all the time anyhow. So
correct.
That?
Correct.
Okay. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Okay, we'll go on the old business public records training for all the trustees. Remember, guys, it's the 29th of June. Garbage contract, we've been talking about that. The ODNR, temporary shoreline structure permits. Anybody has any questions? I got the stuff here. Just curious, Kevin, did Catch Basin at 525 Coffee get anything happen with that?
Talked to her twice. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. I just curious.
Yeah, she was more worried about draining her yard than the Catch Basin was actually had anything to do with it.
Okay.
So I give her a couple options she can do without tying into the basin, because I told her if she did, she would have to get a hold of me and I'd have to supervise any...
How to cut into it, yeah.
Because we got too many people that just bust big holes in them. And if you don't catch it over a couple years, the basin's falling. So.
Yeah.
But she had a couple options. The basins weren't her problem. It was more that her yard was flooding.
Okay, I'm just curious. We signed up the paperwork for that 12264 La Fountain, so I just want to put that in there so we didn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any new business. Did you guys have any other old or new business?
The only thing that, and I just was jotting down notes here with the old business, I did run into a newer deputy sheriff out here, younger kid. Joe was there one day and asked him to, I know you had said something to a deputy about patrolling Reno a little bit more in Howard Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to another newer deputy I've never met before. They were going to try and be down there more often to at least make an appearance to try and slow down some of the traffic in Reno. Kind of keep an eye on that. And I did talk to John Grottle about the road going up La Fountain up there. I think Dave, you also talked to him too. He was fine with us putting a gate there at the property, or a gate being put up, but he said to talk to, we wanted to get the okay from Kenny King. I have not been able to reach Kenny King because he has been down to fishing.
You one time.
Yeah, he's already really okayed it to me. We went through this in the past.
Okay.
And I got authorization from both of them as well.
Okay.
For some reason, we never followed through with it. I think the fire truck thing scared us a little bit that we couldn't get a truck up there.
Right.
the chief would have to have a key to the gate type
well,
thing.
Well, we had talked about that. Was the last meeting we talked about
that? I think that's
that.
What kind of killed it the last time was the fire access.
Yeah, and at the last meeting we kind of discussed that, and you know the chief said, you know, if they had to cut the lock.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's fine.
As long as they could get in. I mean, it's not a thing, so we can pursue that a little bit more.
Just going to have some local company fabricate up the gate and get it drilled in.
Yeah. So that's all I got on old business.
Anything, Joe?
I got not an old business. I just wanted to... can I bring up the cemetery? Is it okay?
Yeah, go on.
Cemetery. Would it be okay if I... Do you guys have a problem with me calling Pogemeyer? See you later, Brian. Just to get maybe a quote.
Yeah, yeah. You got all them other names, too.
Yeah, I got two other names. Yeah. But they're local. I hate to... But that's fine. As long as I'm just going to call Pogemeyer and get some type of thing going so we can get some plan of attack going.
Yeah, I'd like to see you get the...
The levy going.
Levy going,
and that was my next question. What's it going to take, Joel, to get that? Do you know the deadline on the cemetery levy? What would that be? Is it July sometime?
No, you would call the county auditor to get the...
All right, I'll just call him.
Because that's a new process for us, you know.
Compared to July, so we got to get on the ball.
Yeah, I'll give him a call tomorrow. That's all I have.
Okay, what are we going to do then? We got to call up Paisa tomorrow or something, so we get going on this. I think we talked about it a little bit. Should we ask what three bags is going to cost us at least?
Well, it doesn't hurt to ask.
That's what I thought too. Never hurts to ask. Never
hurts to ask. We're budgeted out now at two.
Do we? You said you kind of gave me a ballpark earlier, like $10,000 for the unlimited. Is
am I thinking right?
It's like. What was the check last year, Joel? Joe wasn't there.
Could we do it off of tonnage, right? That's what
yeah, but I can't remember how much it was.
I can tell you how much we paid Waste Management last year. And it'll reflect not only the each month's payment, but that additional few months.
It was like $15,000 check or something last year.
At least 10.
Would be when we did it.
Yeah, I'll be right back. You don't need to take a second.
Why wouldn't we just quote for the original two bags with a price on an optional third?
That's what he's talking about.
A
line item, but while Brian was talking, we could actually try two unlimited pickups, do one that's in dumpsters, do that as the first one of the year, and do it in June. And if you wanted to do one later as a curbside pickup, if you wanted to break it into two.
I'm kind of thinking along with like Linda. I think it'll be a disaster.
Well, you're going to have people lined up. There's no doubt about it. But
I was just thinking, if we just did like the big stuff, like Linda said too, you know, just the big stuff in the dumpsters, and then still go around, and the people have to bring the couches and stuff like that, and maybe the fridges and that, or something, or the all that stuff, and
still have a guy there checking their ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming they have pickup trucks to haul the stuff and they're not little old ladies.
Right.
There is some.
There's so many complications in this, you guys. Yeah. It's not an easy decision.
What about doing it every other year? I mean, is that an option to...
You mean unlimited?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You've got to do it every year.
Because then you'll have twice the tonnage.
Yeah.
I mean, people take advantage of it every year. We got to stay... At least once a year.
Yeah, we got to. It keeps the township looking good, yeah.
I would say when he comes back with the final tonnage on what went in that garbage truck today, we're most probably going to be right around 94 tons that they took this year. Typically, we've been under 40 tons. This is just a big year. I look for next year for it to drop back down. Trust me, that or we got a whole bunch of accumulators that moved into the township because there was a lot.
There was. I mean, I saw the piles.
15,000? 18,000. I was thinking 17, too. I didn't want
to. Well, I think least. Originally it was like 15, and we did it in two pickups, which gives us our 30,000 a year.
Yeah, it was 15. It's 18. We paid $18,600 last year, folks, for unlimited pickup.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more than that this year.
Yeah, it'll be more.
Yeah.
You almost probably approach 20 for this one.
Do you guys ever pay attention to the dumpsters at the county ramp between Anchor Point and Minkies?
Oh, yeah, they're always got junk in them.
I'm telling you, if you think a dumpster's a good idea,
You should see what people put over there. I mean, it's bathrooms,
all
bathtubs.
You should see what people put in Mommy Bay General Stores. If they put it in Mommy...
That's what we have our son
store. Have you been to our recycling center next door?
Oh, I go out.
That's a daily cleanup.
It drives me nuts.
It's disrespectful. It's not even worth talking about, but it is worth talking about, but it'll get everybody upset.
What do you guys think,
so we pay a tonnage, or we pay a flat rate for the two cans, or the two cans every week, and then we pay a certain tonnage, a dollar amount per ton.
For the unlimited.
For the unlimited.
And that's a variable, because you don't like
you
you're
don't
saying,
know.
Last year was 18.
40 tons, this year it's 90.
Yeah. Jeez apiece.
So it could be 36. It could be 30. It could be $30,000 this year.
Are we going to send this back out to bid, Dave, to everybody?
Oh, we have to.
I don't
we
see
have
how
to.
We cannot.
We have to. If we don't, people shoot us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't blame them.
Well, I want to. Yeah.
I don't blame
them. I would shoot you too. Yeah.
So we'll do it as the two bags or the two cans like we have with the option of
a third
can, are we going to call it?
Well, yeah, it is. It's
can
a third
or bags.
30 gallon. Yeah, it's
we
third,
have to say about
can.
32 gallon it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. 32 gallon or two bags.
Okay.
Or else the extra, the third one.
I like the curbside pickup myself, but I don't have a problem with them. I like your idea, having a couple dumpsters for big stuff.
Yeah.
But I just can't see, Tony loading up all of his stuff on his trailer and then driving down and then unloading it all up again. I just don't like. I like the idea for big stuff.
Just the big stuff.
Just the big stuff.
Yeah.
That's my opinion now. I'm not saying it must be that way.
I do too.
But I'd rather have curbside pickup with some optional big stuff. People can get rid of some stuff. And I also like you guys' idea about, you know, us keeping the steel. If we had a steel drop off.
Yeah, I bet you we'd get two roll offs at least.
Yeah.
I think people would pick it. I think people would scrap it, though. They'd set it all by the road instead of dragging it down to get it.
Well, that could be. That could be, too.
It could be, but it isn't going to hurt to have a dumpster sitting there.
Whatever.
You're right. Typically, they do.
I chiller out there. One day, pushed it out there. And before I walked in the house,
it was gone now.
It's amazing. It's like they got beacons on them.
Should we mention then something about, you know, some dumpsters or to pick stuff up?
I think I would.
Yeah, we could put it on as an option. We can have it put on as an option of what would this save us money? Would it, you know, we can always try it once. If it doesn't work, well, we tried it, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to do the whole thing. It's like Joe says.
Yeah.
I did that.
I know. I listened to you talk. I wouldn't want to see that again.
No, I don't want to see it again.
Yeah. And you would have to follow the guard's van chase after the They would have had to dump it in the dumpster.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely an option we could
do.
That's
what we should do.
Okay, I'll mention that to him
tomorrow. Yeah, mention it to him.
Just put it, we can do it as line items.
Question, Dave.
So.
Dave, Sandy's got a question.
Oh, Sandy?
Yeah. These dumpsters placed around the township or whatever, you can't hardly get the people to get the couch they want to throw out from their house out to the edge of the road. They are not going to try to stuff it in their Kia trunk and haul it down and stand in line and wait and throw it in a dumpster. It isn't going to happen. That's how the township got so filled up with junk before. They had the unlimited pickup. You got to haul the stuff down. People aren't going to do that. They're lazy. Face it, if you want the junk out of the township, you're going to have to make it easy for them. And while I'm on my rant,
you can still put it on the option.
This is, you're talking about two bags. Are you talking about two grocery bags? If you set those two out?
No, we're talking about two 30-gallon,
32-gallon
containers. I shouldn't use the word bag. I'm sorry. It's 32-gallon cans.
That's how it's said in the contract. You could put two bags or two 30-gallon cans.
Yeah, 30-gallon cans.
So if they tie up two,
that way.
If they tie up two little grocery bags, or if they have two small, you know, you don't fill your
32-gallon bag.
Well, there was a time, Sandy, with one of the drivers, if you remember, the driver counted two little Kroger bags as two bags.
Exactly.
And I went through that with him too. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
So if we were all smart and it was utopia, everybody would have matching little numbered 30-gallon cans that they could stuff the ever-loving crap out of, and then
maybe
we'd be all set. But it's not
that
easy.
The township residents buy 30-gallon cans.
How many households do we have?
Whatever you can stuff in the 30-gallon can.
1,265.
They remember, Kevin, when you went around, it was like 900 that were they were stopping at.
If you were to, that's what it costs to do the
entire. $6,300
In their cans, in their toters, it'd be
60, a year.
A year, you'd have 60. If you got every resident in the town, every household in the township, a toter at $5, it's $6,325.
And how long do you think some of the households would retain their?
Well, you know what? When they destroy the toter, then they have to buy it and replace it.
That's right.
Or you don't get your garbage picked up.
Yep. There's an option there.
We only do it once.
Also provides a little more ergonomics for the guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the machine actually picks it up.
And you're right. You might, that might be something. We might be able to get it cheaper because then the guy's not physically picking it up and throwing it in there. They may say, hey, this is automated. We can put an old guy doing it.
Those are 96 gallons.
It's coming to that.
You know, I mean, really. I'm serious. I mean,
did we have to say old?
Workman's comp.
Could we have said weak or disabled or?
Yeah. Well, you know, you save on workman's comp injuries. You work, you know, things like that. That, you know, hey, if there's a machine doing it, you know, maybe.
So you're thinking they'd bring one of those things out that.
Yep. Yeah, Toledo's got it all.
They just charge their residents for it, though.
We need to bring all that up when you talk to them and see what we can do.
We're paying for the trash.
Sandy, I agree with you. I mean, I wasn't going to tell you that I agreed with you, but for the record, I agree with you.
I'm not writing that down in the notes either.
I'd like that to be scratched from the record, please. We'll do our best to get some ideas and quotes and come up with a solution that we think best suits our diverse residents in this township.
And maybe with the toters, we won't have as many missed slots either. I mean, it's just an option.
That's not a bad idea, Bo.
It's not a bad idea, but let's all be realistic. There's no perfect solution. We can all agree to that, I'm sure. Because, you know, my kids would, you know, the totes are going to disappear. They're not going to be taken care of by certain, you know,
the
whatever.
Blow them away.
You know, but there's no perfect solution. But I like the way we're thinking and where we're going. So,
if you're in town, they're okay because they don't blow. If you're out in the country, they're
And you know, like with the city of Oregon, all the toters that are supplied in the city of Oregon, every one of those had a chip in it. And
really?
They can track exactly where that toter is at any given time.
Mm-hmm. I like that. City probably bought those, right?
I think the city bought them. They have them into the toters.
Yep.
We have options. We have options. I like your. I like it. $6,300 gets everybody.
A tote, but then you got the poundage or the poundage for the garbage, don't you?
No.
No, they because that would probably cover. What do you say? They were 94 quart or
96 gallon.
96 gallon.
On your 30-gallon kitchen bags, you can put 6 to 7 bags in one of those toters.
So.
Without really pushing it down. They hold more.
From a fiscal officer standpoint, the money's coming from the bed tax at the state park, right? So
Most
of it, not all of
it. Doesn't cover it all.
So my only fear is that, I'm going to plug this in, that trash is going to cost way more than what we're paid. So I'm afraid it's going to be a shock for us.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, you're definitely right. Because what did we get, about 100? From the bed tax, about?
Yeah, just over that.
106 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a shock for us no matter what.
Oh, yeah, especially when we get this.
Well, and you got to remember, fuel's going up, and every one of them is going to have that surcharge. When it gets $3.25, the price goes up a mile.
Yeah, we got to watch what we spend.
There's no perfect solution. That's what I'm trying to get at. Is it's going to be interesting to see. I absolutely want to do the optional bids, but we got to be conscious of the spending for sure.
All we got is Allied, basically, that could handle it. Allied. And
it kills me because when we had Fondacies, it was perfect. It was beautiful.
We never had a problem.
It was perfect.
Yeah. And what happened? They got
Waste Management bought them out, and they were gone.
They don't do curbside, I don't think.
No, they don't like that. No, and no. We tried to get them at church at St. Peter's, and they said we're too far out. But I see them out here once in a while.
They do our shop.
They do John Grottles by my house, too. They only do dumpsters, Linda. Bainley.
And they are cheap. They are cheap. They're reasonable. The cheapest around, but they
because
don't
they don't have to deal with all the BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man just stays in the truck.
Yeah.
His participation.
Anything else? Okay.
State your name, please.
I made a public records request back on March 13th, and I still have not received that. I'm with the understanding that it's been sent to Burrell to redact the information. Joel has contacted him several times to inquire about it. I still haven't received anything. I want to know who, every time someone asks for public records, does it have to be sent down to the prosecutor's office to be redacted?
Not in my experience.
Or who is in charge of redacting the information?
So information can be or should be redacted that is not acceptable to be shared with the public, and that's why it went sent to the county prosecutor, because he's our legal department. So that was his suggestion, because there was multiple files with multiple pieces of information that's not easy to just redact here.
So he wanted the prosecutor advised you to redact the information?
Correct. I requested...
Or to have him redact...
Have him or his intern...
How long does the prosecutor get?
There's nothing in the law that states how long that takes.
In the Sunshine Book, it says a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, reasonable
amount
of time.
3 months.
That could
be. 3 months.
You might think that's reasonable in an attorney's world, but you already know that I followed up with him multiple times, and that I can't tell our county attorney what to do.
Is this always, when I request public records, and I'm sure I will in the future, it's going to go down to the prosecutor every time?
It just depends on what the record is. I've made many public records requests since I've been here that don't require redaction.
One of the things that could be done, Sandy, I think, on a public records request when it comes to an employee file, this would take, and I'm just going to use the chief for example because he has the biggest department. I've talked to Chief Mullins in Oregon how they handle their public records request, and basically what he says is they have a file of that employee. And inside that file, there's a red folder. And the red folder is everything that cannot go to the public records request. Their personal information, their medical information. He pulls that out, then he can hand over the rest of it. That's just, it's like a divider is all it is. So that could be something that could be done with our personnel files.
So you don't send it to their prosecutor?
Because they figured out what they needed is what they come down to. Hey, this is what cannot be in there. So that could be something that could be done to speed up the process a little bit or speed up the process. But that would take time of the chief and his assistant chiefs to, again, just using the fire department, for example, to separate that or divide that in the file. And they'd have to go through every file, make sure there's nothing back here that has something to do with the thing. So like my file, I'll tell you this for example. 3/4 of my file was stuff that you couldn't see because it was medical, you know. So that would have to come out, and then basically the only thing that's left in there are, you know, accommodations and letters of recommendation and certifications of training.
Or disciplines.
Or disciplinary, stuff like that. I didn't mean disciplinary in my file.
I'm just saying if there was any.
So that's the way that things could get sped up in that sense of public records request, but the department heads would have to physically go in there and take the time to do all that.
You're gonna call him tomorrow again?
I will call him tomorrow personally.
No, I think I'm not able to do any more for Sandy in that status because he's already given it multiple times.
I will call him personally tomorrow.
You gonna call him? Then?
Yes.
I just want to make note that I guarantee.
I didn't know you didn't get it yet. Sorry.
The City of Oregon Fire Department probably does run things through their legal department because there's. They have a legal department, and those files are probably with guidelines that they provide to them. So
It's not true that they just pull that out and that's it.
Well, they've already had it separated through their legal, you know what I mean, their legal department's told them what correct. They can
what they can,
and cannot.
What place provide. In that folder.
Yeah.
Yeah, what specific.
Anything else?
One more question.
Yeah.
This public records training, is who's putting that on?
State auditor. State auditor, I guess. I don't have all the information with me anymore. I keep this in here so we don't forget.
I understand. Is that open to the public?
Would you like to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It is.
Okay.
We'll pick you up.
There a charge?
She could pick us up.
No.
Just show up.
Yes, could carpool.
That would carpool.
You and Bo can ride together since you live close, and me and David will follow you.
And what about Joel? Are you going?
I already went. I was requiring my job back in January.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's why they're going.
Yeah, you're welcome to go, though, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, are they having lunch?
Yeah.
Bo will buy you lunch afterwards.
No, we can.
What are you doing, Joe?
We can stop at Paco's, or let's see, Paco's will be close, or
stop at Joe's Pizza. Is that
a there you go.
No.
You knew trustees eat for free there, right?
Yeah, Joe's. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah,
thanks, Tim.
Okay.
I know.
I think we're done.
You got a motion?
I'll make a motion if that's nothing else from the audience. I'll make a motion that we adjourn tonight.
You got one more.
Oh, Linda.
One more.
You got a question about. That beach again.
Oh, you know what? I have a question about that beach, too. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Dick, who is responsible to cut that beach there? Is that the Conservancy?
Yes.
Do you have somebody contracted out
yes,
to cut?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Twice a year?
How many times a year?
Every time it's needed, he's supposed to cut it.
Oh, every time?
Once a week.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that.
For a while, he couldn't get in there to save his life.
Is it a local person?
Yeah, Coleman's in.
Coleman, okay. Anything else, Linda? I mean, what else? I mean, because that's a question I was going to ask. Honest to God, I forgot.
Honestly, I haven't seen him up there.
I saw him today.
No.
Oh, you were up there today.
Me and the neighbor up there.
Oh, that wasn't the contracted guy today? It was you and the neighbor? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Glenn on the other rider.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the contracted person and you went up there to help. Well, he's not doing an appropriate job at this point, Dick.
No, evidently the township went up there and cut that first.
And I heard that Kevin and Eric have been up there cutting it, so we need to address that then, Dick, because it doesn't look like it's getting properly cut by
the... I'd like to... Mark Sattler.
Yeah, Mark, go ahead.
Back on that, when the township came through and mowed that with the bush hog, grass was very, very high, and it looked like a field that had been mowed but not yet baled.
Mm-hmm.
There are now large piles of
brown,
dried, mown grass.
Seen it today.
They really need to be gathered up and carted off and or something done with it. And
what you gonna do?
We'll see.
Okay, it's them.
All right.
It's the Conservancy, Mark and Linda, but
we just cut it to be.
It didn't look good today to me either.
I went up there with my grass catcher because it was so bad. After we got done cutting, there was really nice piles of dead grass. I took my grass catcher up there, and I dumped it up toward the rocks. I figured, you know what? It's going to turn into compost anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put it between the rocks and all them empty spots that are up there? And
it's going to turn the lake green.
I'm going to stay on that subject.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that's why there's dead grass up there is because I piled it there with the grass catcher.
It was all laying in the field. Now at least it's gathered into larger piles. It's more pulled together, but it still
needs something done with it.
Otherwise, it's going to be a breeding ground for all kinds.
Dick, you are you going to address this?
Yes, he did. Kevin, throughout your contact with the county, can you see if we can get one or two more not a public beach signs? Because I've had some complaints that the one that we got up is a little too small. So we need one or two more that maybe goes down the, even if they're the same size. And if you ask our contact, Ryan, I think he'll do it for us. Or I can ask him, but I think you're in better graces than I am. I bit off more than I could chew asking for one with him. So could you maybe look for one more sign like that if you get a chance to talk to him?
For
for the same beach?
Yes, for the same beach. We wanted to put that one in the middle, but we put it on the west.
It's on the western edge.
From what I've seen, it looked like it was up there with three lag bolts. Pull them out and screw them to the middle post. But I can ask.
Would you ask, please?
You have some coming in from Rialto, too. There's some people that...
Yeah, so we need one on the middle or eastern edge.
Nothing to do with it.
It's just a thought. I'll ask him too, but I'll forget it. I'll ask.
I actually got one more
thing. Okay, make your motion.
One more thing. I got one thing quick.
I will.
This is... Kevin? This is for Kevin and Mike. Who is responsible for the weed whacking of the wrecks? And you know, I was by there the other day, and it was weed whacked. But I had went by it, and it hadn't been weed whacked for quite a while, and around the trees. And I look at the, not just the wreck, but even the training center needs weed whacked. And I'm just curious on, is it the wreck department's responsibility to weed whack it? You guys mow it, they weed whack it, you know.
For the wreck, all we ever used to do was mow and drag diamonds.
Okay.
Now we just mow.
Okay.
I have been over and weed whacked a couple times. The training center is our responsibility, which it basically needs a bunch of weed killer and a bulldozer, or a bulldozer and a weed killer.
I'm just like the signs, you know, for the fire department training center. You know, it looks a little rough, you know. So, okay.
Well, I've only weed whacked it when it was Parks Hall. I didn't know it was part of my job to weed whack it. I just looked at it and I whacked it out. You know?
Okay.
Well, and they sprayed that fence one time before. We paid to have them spray the fence line. Then Mike was going to spray it, and then we didn't have a sprayer.
I'm talking more out front by the trees and the sign out front and the sign at the end at Saks and Yondota there. You know, that's really what the up front is what I'm concerned about.
Well, my suggestion was on the signs, if you remember, before we put them in, put them high so we can get the mowers under them and we don't have to weed eat them.
Mm.
Then we put rock around them. So now we got to weed eat them. But, yeah. So you tell me if you want us to weed eat them. But this time of year, there ain't a lot of weed eating that goes on except right here in the cemetery till you get after the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
all you're doing is mowing grass.
Right.
So.
Okay.
If that's what you guys want, just let me know, right? Because it's a gray area.
I'm going to get over there and kill some weeds with my four-wheeler. I got it all set up. I could at least kill around the weed, the nasty areas and the poles. I'll get over there and hit it with a quick bang soon.
Okay.
And then we'll see what we want to do with the bids that come in or whatever, but I'll knock some of the ugly stuff down around the poles and the tough spots.
No, I just get to have my weed whacker with me when I drag it, and whatever looks bad, I'll just knock it down.
Yeah, maybe we'll keep up on it. We'll, you know, so.
There's a motion.
I make a motion that we adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second it. Okay, roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Very nice, everyone.
Not too bad. I told my wife 8:30, so not too far off.
Thanks, Mr.
Kiss. Thanks. Keep me in the loop. You're going out on the weekend. Okay.
I'll be back tomorrow.
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 Okay.
I'll be back tomorrow.